Nick Lawrence from Mid-Major Madness back here again with another conference preview. Today we're going to continue with the SoCon. We got Mike Jones, head coach at UNCG. How are you doing, coach?
I'm doing great, Nick. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, anytime. I mean, you did a great job at Radford. Now you're over at UNCG, second year coming into Greensboro. Just talk about what you learned after that first year in the league, and are there any major changes heading into this next year that you've picked up upon trying to grow off the first season?
Yeah, well, I learned that the league is a beast, tough night in and night out, top to bottom. There are no off nights, all the cliches that you can come up with, but they're all true because just a lot of good coaches, a lot of good programs, and particularly a lot of good players. So, picking up on what we learned from last year's, we really got to be better defensively. We were good. And that amounted to, us getting some good wins. But if we want to take a step, then we've got to be better on both sides of the ball. On defense, we just got to tighten up, on some of the fundamentals, be a little sharper, especially with closing out possessions. And then on the other end of the ball, we got to be better offensively so that we don't have to rely so much on our defense being perfect.
Yeah, you mentioned that offense a little bit. I mean, people don't realize how long you guys held on to the ball. It was about 20 seconds per possession, and it's been very beneficial, but it's a lot different from, like, the Samfords and Chattanoogas of the league where, they're kind of quicker offenses. Just talk about that philosophy of holding on to the ball so long, finding open shots, and how it helps you guys out.
Well, we have to, depending on our personnel, we got to control the narrative a little bit. I think this year, because we're deeper in talent, our players have gotten better. I think it's important to give these guys more freedom. We'd like to play faster, ideally, but, if the personnel doesn't call for it, then we're not going to play faster. But this year, I think we do have that opportunity to play a little bit faster than we've played in the past and allow these guys to get out and get up and down a little bit more and transition, and also, take a shot a little earlier in the possession this year than they did last year.
Yeah, hopping into that talent. I mean, beforehand, we were talking about, I'm from Baltimore, so I'm always around UMBC. And in the past, we've talked about Keandre. Just, I'm really excited for him. Talk about how he's coming along so far. Every year at UMBC, it just seemed like he kept getting better and better.
Yeah, he's that type of person, because he works hard. He gets in the gym. He's fit in right easily with our culture and our program because he likes to work on his game outside of practice time. So we love that about him. He's done that. And guys that do that tend to get better, and he's no different than anybody else when it comes to that. So we're excited about what he's going to be able to contribute to our team and what kind of year he's going to be able to have.
Yeah, and another really interesting dynamic you guys have over there is Keyshawn and Kobe. I mean, Keyshawn, their father played at UNCG. Many people don't know how great they've been in college. I mean, Keyshawn was 2019-20 SoCon freshman of the year, and Kobe's been starting a lot of games for you guys. It's a really cool dynamic. I mean, I can just imagine them battling it out every day on the court in practice. They're key players. Just talk about some of the challenges, some of the upsides of that, and just how cool it is to have those two playing together.
Well, I love coaching these guys. When you have twins, there's double the fun.
Mm-hmm.
We got two is better than one in this situation because both of those guys are capable of pressuring the basketball 94 feet. They both have super quick hands and anticipation on the defensive end. And, they both continue to improve on the offensive end. Key had a really good year a couple of years ago. I think he was co-freshman of the year. And then because of some setbacks last year, didn't have as good of a year, but we anticipate him having a really good year. He's had a great offseason. So usually when those guys work hard in the offseason, they have good years. So we anticipate him having a big year for us. And then Kobe, man, he was able to take advantage of an opportunity to play more last year in our first year, and I thought he did a great job of stepping into that role well. And now this year, you know, he's got another opportunity to play on a good team with other good players and good depth and still be a major contributor. So excited for his opportunity.
Yeah, and someone in that backcourt that was playing really well at the end of the season was Dante Tracy, and he had that 20-point game. Just talk about what improvements he's shown over the last couple months of the season and so far over this offseason heading into this new season.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that we try to continue to encourage him to be aggressive because he's really a talented player. Has had a great offseason. So, you know, again, looking forward to him having a good year. You know, he has been probably our most just consistent player day to day, you know, day in and day out, practice after practice, you know, workout after workout in the summer. And so that's translating to him having a really productive, you know, season. We're blessed. We have three really good point guards. We try to play two of them together at all times. And, you know, so that's definitely a luxury to have, especially with the kind of off seasons these guys have had, the preseasons that these guys have had.
Yeah, that guard dynamics are really interesting, but that front court, I don't think a lot of people really realize how good it is because there's a lot of really good big men in the league. I mean, at Furman, and then you have Jake Stevens over at Chattanooga, but Boss and Muhammad Abdul Salam have done a great job over there. I don't think they deserve, or they haven't gotten the credit that they deserve. Just talk about having those two back, so much experience, and what it does to the program.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I don't think those guys get the credit that they deserve, and hopefully, you know, that'll be different this year. You know, having them both coming back is definitely a luxury for us. You know, they're rugged guys. They're physical guys. They play hard. They have good attitudes. So, you know, they bring a lot to the table. But in addition to that, they, you know, they've improved over the offseason. You know, Boss is expanding his game where he's able to go out. Mo is adding a real weapon to his game in a little floater that we're excited about. He's excited about. So we're looking forward to seeing, you know, what those guys can do on the court because of the work that they put in the offseason. But, you know, I know one thing, whether they get the credit or not, we're happy to have them.
Yes, sir. Is there anyone else on the team that I didn't mention that you want to shine a light on? I know there's your roster's deep.
Yeah, we are a little deeper this year. You know, we got, you know, a really nice transfer from VCU and Mikael Brown-Jones. He's, you know, somebody different that we haven't had before. He's an athletic front court player that can go and block a shot from the weak side or, you know, catch a lob at the rim. Really good at running the floor. So he, you know, if he can be dependable for us this year, then that gives us a different dynamic. And then, you know, we have two guards that add to our depth in the backcourt, and Joyam Sazanu and Akram, my bad. Akram is from Canisius and Joyam from St. Bonaventure. Yep. Akram is intriguing because he's bigger than you think. He's more athletic than you think. He's played college ball for a couple of years. So I think he could, you know, really do some things to help our team win this year, and I'm excited about, you know, his contributions. And then Donovan Atwell, a freshman who you never know how much freshmen are going to play, but, you know, he's been really solid for shooting the ball in the preseason.
Yeah, I know it's a little ahead of time. Might not be able to talk about it, but, you know, I watched Mason Stowe over the summer, and I'm really excited about him, too, in the future. You know, he's coming over into the program in 2023.
Yeah, I don't think I'm allowed to say anything about anybody who hasn't signed a letter of intent. I'll just say that, just, you know, from your question, I'm a very happy coach.
Yeah, I mean, there's some places that you're going to be going to this season that should make you happy, too. I mean, just some cool destinations. You guys are going to Miami, going up to Quebec and playing three teams that are going to be at the top of their league. You're going to Arkansas. Then at home, I mean, you have the normal little North Carolina flair. Towson, UMBC are coming in and return games. Just talk about that non-conference schedule.
The non-conference schedule is really tough. I don't think our team really appreciates how tough those games are going to be for us. But we're looking forward to the challenge, that's for sure. You know, the non-conference serves its purpose. It gets us ready for the league. And obviously being one of the top-rated leagues in the country, the SoCon is a beast, you know. And so the more we can challenge ourselves in the non-conference with good teams, teams that are going to be contenders in their league and teams that play different styles, the more that's going to help us be prepared when late December and January and February come around. So, you know, I think we put together this non-conference schedule to challenge our team because we do feel like, you know, if things go right and we stay healthy, you know, we'll be able to compete for a championship in our league. And so this non-conference schedule is really going to prepare us for this. We may lose a few and people might get a little antsy, but for us, we know where the you know where we make the money, and that's in the league. And as long as it prepares us for the league, then you know that's good for us.
Yeah. Lastly, just touch upon that a little more. Just the SoCon as a whole. I mean, lots of really good coaches, unique styles of play, and it's going to be super competitive. I mean, you know, Furman was picked first, but there's so many teams, including you guys, that could really slide in there.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows how good Furman was and is this year. I'm really impressed with Samford and what they're capable of doing. Chattanooga, I mean, anytime you have, you know, arguably the best big man in the league or best player in the league, you got a chance to be good. And Dan Earls, a terrific coach. So those three just kind of stand out. But then, you know, you sleep on somebody like a Mercer and you'll get burned. Yep. You know, with the job that Greg Garrett does. And, you know, East Tennessee State's always talented. So, really, this is the type of league that top to bottom, man, you got to have respect for your opponent or you ain't going to get your butt beat. You know, Ed Conroy's a really good coach who's proven himself over his career. His team is going to be tenacious. No, I mean, it's just, you name it, man. It's going to be a tough night. So, but that's a good part, too. I mean, it's for people who like a competition, who like challenges, you know, it's a fun league to compete in.
Yeah, damn straight. I don't think people really realize how competitive the SoCon is and just how much great basketball is being played down there. So, it's a lot of fun. But that's all I got for you, Coach. I appreciate you taking these couple minutes out of your drive and speaking with me.
All right, man. Well, thanks, Nick. I appreciate it, man, and appreciate the work that you do for college basketball.
Appreciate it.
With Major Madden.
Thank you so much. Keep in touch.
All right, man. Take care.
Speak soon.